Support for this public radio podcast is provided by Cleveland Clinic, expanding globally and committed every day to providing innovative treatments and hope to patients worldwide. Online at clevelandclinic.org. And by Constellation Energy, a global provider of fuels, power, and energy services, committed to environmentally sound, energy-efficient, and sustainable energy solutions. Constellation Energy, the way energy works.
Let the bad times roll.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The stock market's good cheer over the Bear Stearns deal has quickly been swamped by another wave of pessimism. The outlook for bank profits is the biggest concern. Analyst Meredith Whitney has added Merrill Lynch and UBS to her list of banks facing huge write-downs. Yesterday, she cut the forecast for Citigroup, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, and Wachovia. And so bank stocks are getting tarred and feathered overseas. In Japan, the Nikkei fell about 1%. In Europe, early bank losses have been offset by huge growth in mining shares. The markets are 1% higher so far in Europe. The Dow starts the morning at 12,422 after falling 109 points yesterday. The NASDAQ dropped 16, and the S&P 500 lost 11. Now let's move on to the job market. The Help Wanted Index comes out today. It's one of the oldest job market trackers in the country. It tallies up classified ads. Stacey Vanek Smith has more.
The Conference Board's Help Wanted Index now looks at classified job ads online as well as in newspapers and magazines. Economist Ken Goldstein says no matter where you look, the picture's pretty bleak.
Whether we look at online advertising or print advertising, it's crystal clear that we've seen a change, and a rather dramatic change in the landscape over the last 3 to 6 months.
Goldstein says up until now, job declines were concentrated in certain areas of the country. Now they seem to be hitting everyone, even traditionally strong regions like the Southeast.
If we're not in recession, this is very slow growth. This is about as slow as you can go without necessarily going into recession.
And the recovery will likely be slow as well, says Goldstein. High prices for food and gas have consumers cutting back on spending, and that is very bad news for businesses across the board. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Wild fish stocks around the world are facing depletion. So fish farming has become an important part of the seafood industry. But keeping farm fish from escaping can be very difficult. Jeremy Hobson introduces us to Pavlov's fish.
The problem, says Scott Lindell at the Marine Biological Lab, is that hatchery fish, when released into the ocean to grow,
will scatter, panic, sometimes be more prone to predation.
And all that farming is for nothing. So Lindell wants to train them to stay close. Fish respond to noise. Japanese researchers have used sound to train farmed fish to stay within certain boundaries. Lindell wants his fish to associate a certain tone with food. Can you do the noise for us, Scott?
I'll try.
I don't know, will it work as well as Bert and Ernie's fish call?
Yeah, fishy, 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 fishy!
Jim Kendall is skeptical. He's a former fisherman who now runs a seafood consulting company in New Bedford, Massachusetts. He says the idea has logistical problems.
You're just escalating your costs. You have very little control over weather or either other animals or even fishermen for that matter.
Kendall's skepticism may be proven right or wrong when testing starts in May. I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
The man who brought breakfast to McDonald's has died. Herb Peterson invented the Egg McMuffin in 1972. Peterson was a big fan of Eggs Benedict and wanted to create something similar for Mickey D's. Peterson introduced the Egg McMuffin in Santa Barbara, California, and still owned 6 McDonald's there. He was 89 years old.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com.
Time to continue our series, Housing Madness. This morning we look at the bane of the subprime mess, the adjustable rate mortgage. Believe it or not, despite what's happened, the number of new ARMs is on the rise. Low teaser rates still make it easy for people to get trapped in a loan they really can't afford. Even the mortgage industry might not have learned its lesson. Bob Moon has more.
The tight-fisted banker everybody loves to hate in the classic movie It's a Wonderful Life might have been just what the financial world needed in recent years.
I happen to know the bank turned down this loan, but he comes here and we're building him a house. Why?
Well, I handled that, Mr. Potter. I can personally vouch for his character.
Friend of yours?
Yes, sir.
You see, if you shoot pool with some employee here, you can come and borrow money.
Nowadays, many borrowers find themselves wishing their own obliging George Bailey's would have spared them the favor of an adjustable rate mortgage. Bankrate.com's Greg McBride says those loans became and remain a deceptively easy way to make the deal look affordable.
Too many mortgage products, initially geared for a narrow niche of the borrowing population, became mainstream mortgage products during the height of the housing boom that masked a lot of bad loans, where borrowers got a loan for a house that they truly could not afford.
Although millions of borrowers are now in mortgage misery with adjustables shooting higher, not everyone's been scared away. Quicken Loans reports the share of adjustables is back up to 25% of the mortgages it's writing. But after millions of foreclosure nightmares, why would anyone risk an adjustable mortgage?
They're right when they're right. If the savings over the period of time merge the risk, then it makes sense.
That's Dick LaPree of Residential Pacific Mortgage in San Francisco. He says you can save money if you're sure you'll be moving before your rates reset. Take a $400,000 mortgage that locks in a lower rate for the first 5 years.
If somebody kept that loan 5 years, one thing that's sure is they would have spent $13,000 less than with the fixed rate mortgage. So then the question for the individual is it worth the risk?
Maybe, if the market's recovered enough that you'll be able to sell at a profit by then. If not, though, you might end up stacking the deck against yourself. Bankrate's Greg McBride says the lower the Federal Reserve pushes interest rates, the higher the odds they'll be heading back up at just the wrong time.
In an environment where interest rates are more likely to rise than fall, adjustable rate mortgages, by and large, are not a good deal.
Just ask millions of hurting homeowners, and remember, as old Mr. Potter might point out, that you're the one who'll be paying the bill. In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Share your adjustable rate mortgage stories with us online at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.